thought we played extremely well in the first period. Especially I thought we took control of the game, and that's how we want to play. It's extremely difficult for us to play that type of pace, that type of tempo, when we're short-benched and missing a lot of bodies. But there's a lot of outstanding individual performances that led into a great team performance, team result.
Nottingham came on strong in the third, but Robert Dowd talked me through his game winner.
Well, it's something that we need from Robert Dowd. We need those goals. We need the timing of those goals, and there's no doubt there's a lot more, and sometimes you'll need one to get rolling. He's a very talented young man, and we need a lot. We need a lot from him. He knows that, and there'll be more to come.
Do you think he's turned the corner now with his goal-scoring form, obviously coming back from that hand injury?
As of tonight, yeah. I mean, we'll see what tomorrow brings. But like I said, sometimes you need one, you know, one goal, and it was a nice goal. Game winner, too. It was good for him.
I understand you had a bit of a word with him while he was kind of going through this, I don't want to call it a slump, but, you know, obviously struggling for a bit of form. What did you kind of say to him in that situation?
I think that'll kind of stay between us. It's just one of those things. It's encouragement and accentuate the positive on things.
Just talk me through the officiating tonight, a couple of calls. I just wanted to get your thoughts on them. Obviously, Mark Thomas, that check from behind.
There are some right calls. There are some bad calls. I think it's just typical officiating in our league. It's a little bit inconsistent, which I think frustrates both sides.
And then the down 2+10 as well. Is that another example of kind of where frustration got kind of boiled out as well? Or?
Like I said, there's good calls and there's very, very bad calls. And that happened to be one of those two. And I'll let you decide which one it was.
Danny Bois, I guess, nearing fitness now. What's the latest on him?
Day by day, I wish I had something better to say, something more positive to say about that, but that's where we are. It is day by day. He is getting better, and it's frustrating for everybody involved with it, but we desperately need and want him in the lineup.
Has he been training this week?
Yeah, he's training, and he's just medically advised and decided that it wasn't the right time for him to get in the lineup.
How's he looking in training?
He's looking good. We don't really know much about Danny. We only see him play one period, but in training, he's getting better and better, and I think he's just improving.
Dustin Cohn was thought that he might be back in the lineup tonight. Is his injury worse than you feared?
I don't think it's worse than we feared. I think we were very optimistic to get him back this weekend, and we try to create a positive environment where we want people back, and if they're not ready to go, they're just not ready to go. So it's nothing to worry about there.
This win takes you back at the top of the table, but 5 tomorrow night, what are the thoughts out of that one?
It's a hard place to go play. They put so much pressure on you. It's a interesting building, interesting atmosphere. So we'll just see. I mean, we'll worry about that tomorrow. We'll enjoy this for a couple hours.